Hi, I'm Christina.
And I'm Stephanie, and welcome to the Confidence Creators Podcast. We are real women with real stories that will uplift and inspire you. Each week, you will learn to build and gain trust in yourself.
Together, we will explore what confidence means to you, where to find it, and have fun doing it. It's time to take back your confidence.
We are starting back, and if you heard our last episode, you will know exactly why we're starting back again and just some of the things that we went through to get back here. So we are going to start back strong. We're going to come back and talk about the things that we love most, and that's confidence.
Yep, and we decided to call this episode Back to Square One because, like Stephanie said, we're starting all over again over here. And so we're going to touch on today's episode with kind of what confidence means, the definition, and, you know, different aspects of confidence. But before we do that, we will start with what we are grateful for, as we do every episode. Today, I am grateful for my health. What I didn't mention last episode in our little catch-up episode was that I did actually get COVID in the last 2 years. I got it in 2020. It was so bad. And then I got it again earlier this year in January. And that was crazy. That was so weird how that came about. And the reason I say I'm grateful for my health, because I was sneezing just a little minute ago. And I was like, you know, through it all, I am still healthy. And, you know, around this time of the year, I tend to get the flu. 3 years ago, Stephanie and I had the flu together at this exact week. But I'm healthy. So praise God. I am so grateful for that I am healthy. And, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to anybody who is struggling right now, who might not be healthy 100%. So we're definitely always thinking about you guys and sending you all the positive vibes.
Man, I forgot about you getting COVID the first time. That was rough.
That was bad,
yeah. Yeah, and definitely grateful for your health also, because those times that we were together so much, right, and we got sick together.
We're always together.
Yes.
Getting sick.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So I'm definitely grateful for you. Your health as well. So what I'm grateful for is my mom. I'm so grateful for my mom. And just because being back in this space and recording our podcast, it just reminds me of her, because she has been like my number one supporter for this. Almost every time I see her, and I see her a lot, she always brings up the podcast. And so when I told her we were coming back, she was so excited about it. She was, right? Yes.
Oh, she's so sweet. She
was,
watched all our lives.
Yes. she was just so excited that we're doing this. And she just, you know, it really stuck in my mind what she said. She's like, you sound so good, and you talk about so many good things. And had I had this at your age, I could only imagine how I would have been changed by it. And so I'm just so grateful for her. That was very special for her to say that, because it just puts like that cherry on top of our Sunday,
yeah.
You know, like that we're doing like the good things. Yes.
So awesome, because, you know, a lot of times our parents, they know what you're doing, but they don't know. You know, I think about Angela Johnson, the comedian, you know who she is, right? She'll say like one of her very first things was like, her dad trying to sound cool about social media and technology, like, oh, I did it on the Facebook, or oh, I didn't Google it to you. Like, they don't know what they're talking about. Like, my dad swears he wants a TikTok on his phone because he wants to see what we're putting out. But I can't imagine letting my dad see some of my TikToks. They're so cute, but that is really special. I love that. So let's get right to it. We are going to start with the definition of confidence. Now, if you're an all-time listener, then you know that we've talked about this before, and we've given the definition before. That was a long time ago, many moons ago. But we want to reiterate that, because one thing that I think that we try to do on the podcast is emulate the definition of confidence. So in the dictionary, it says it's a feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. So yeah, that is, I've said it before, and I know I said it because I listened to that episode, that I did say that it was a very powerful definition, because it is what's coming from within you. You're the one who's going to be confident. Nobody can give you confidence. Well, no, I take that back. They can help give you confidence. Experiences can help you gain confidences. And sometimes experience with certain people, yeah, it helps you be confident, but it does come within yourself.
Yes, I agree. And I think thinking back to it, like you just saying it and me reading the definition again, it definitely hits different though from the past episodes we've talked about this, because I think one time, you know, I talked about it being like the feeling of it. And the one thing that actually stood out to me this time was knowing one's own abilities and qualities. Like if you really think about that, you can say this definition and you can understand it, but really knowing your own abilities and qualities, that's work. Mm-hmm. It's hard work to figure those things out, because first off, we see ourselves in almost always a negative way, right? We always have this image of ourselves and what we don't live up to and how we need to continue to change who we are, when we may be okay, when our abilities and qualities may actually be positive and we, you know, need those to continue to move forward and grow. But if you don't know them, mm-hmm. or if you're not aware of them, it's hard to find your confidence then.
Yeah. So a lot of it is getting to know yourself, right? One thing we talk about within confidence is like when you lose confidence, it's because you've lost who you are. Sometimes it comes out of a relationship, you know, somebody who's made you feel bad about yourself or what have you. So you lose confidence because you've lost your identity. You get, you know, so caught up in that negative talk to yourself. And so I hope that beginning with this episode, we can help coach you out of that negative outlook and start looking at your own abilities and your own feelings towards yourself. But it is something that you own for yourself.
Yes. And so moving into our first point and kind of goes off of that is, what does confidence look like? What does it feel like? You know, if you can draw a picture of it, what does that look like? You know, so thinking about what it looks like, it looks like, I'm just going to say some words off the top of my head: powerful, strong, assured, positive. So those are all those words are really what I see when I notice somebody confident, or when I even see confidence within myself. Those are the things that I feel that's what it looks like. And then how it feels is, it feels good. Like you feel like you know who you are, where you know exactly where you're supposed to be in life, where you're going with your goals. You just feel like you're 100% in tune with everything going on in your life. Like it's almost like that like assuring moment when you're like, man, I am meant to be in this place right now. Yeah. That's the feeling I feel is what confidence feels like.
Right. And it's also like what it looks like to me is somebody who is knowledgeable, right? When they're confident in what they know, when they speak, you know, with like, you know, they're not just coming up with stuff, you know, out of thin air, like they know. So that shows me like confidence. And then maybe if I'm seeing somebody the way they walk, the way they carry themselves, I think like, hey, that's an example of a confident person right there. But yeah, it's definitely a feeling And you said it like strong and bold. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, somebody who's very bold tends to be a very confident person. So then you see that in people, right? So you want to be that way. So then how do you learn and how do you practice to see it? Like, so you recognize what confidence looks like and you say like, okay, but that's not me. But we've said it before, like fake it till you make it. I think that's totally okay. Somebody recently said that it's okay to copy somebody else because they didn't come up with it, you know, all their own. Give credit where credit is due always, but at the same time, like, don't be afraid to do what somebody else is doing, but maybe do it your own way because only you can do it the way that you do it, right? This makes me think of people who are hesitant in starting their own company. Like, have confidence that, yeah, there's other people that do it, but there's also a ton of, like, different shoe brands, right? Just because Nike already made a shoe doesn't mean, you know, that nobody else can make a tennis shoe. So you could do it too. So just copy that person that you see as confidence, you know, as confident rather, and you can start, you know, emulating that for yourself, like being that person, but your own way. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? Okay.
No, that does. It makes sense to me. And I think it's being able to identify within yourself of, you know, how do I practice this? What does it look like? And then finding that individual and then practicing it and really making a true effort to understand like why you're doing the things you're doing and why you're continuing to want to grow in this confidence. And, you know, it, like Christina said, it's okay to mimic somebody else, because if they're confident, obviously you see something in them that maybe you want to try and you do it different. You're obviously not going to be exactly the same like anybody else, but that's okay because that's how you learn. Like, you really learn from somebody else how and what confidence looks like, what it feels like. And you may do it exactly the same, but then you're going to figure out, okay, either it feels good doing it or it doesn't. And you're going to figure out what it feels like to be individual with that confidence.
Yeah, because it takes practice also. So as you're learning that through either mimicking somebody else or doing different things for yourself, you practice it daily. It may for you to practice it is to do daily affirmations for yourself. Like, I am enough. I am this. I am that. You know, manifesting those things for yourself. And one thing that I've done in the past is a favorite quote or something. I've put it up on my computer monitor or my bathroom mirror. You know, I see people do that all the time, right? Or even write it with lipstick kind of thing. And you practice because you're constantly like reminding yourself of those things. So that helps you to learn it and then you become it.
Yes, I love that. I do like seeing like for word, like a quote in front of me or just re-saying it over. And there's a lot of science actually behind you speaking the words out loud. And we'll probably talk about that later.
Yeah.
But and then so the next point that we wanted to talk about is, what can confidence actually do for you once you have it? And we're speaking from, you know, our own experiences and kind of what other people have told us before. And I think that the confidence that you can gain is going to shift so many doors and open for you, opportunities, people that you meet, the things that are going to bring you joy that you never thought were going to bring you joy because you just never had that experience. Walking into a room, feeling confident does wonders. Like, all those things that you can gain from confidence is positive. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that once they felt confident that it was a negative effect that they received. So that's kind of, you know, one thing that I always think of for myself is, you know, what can I do with confidence? You know, when I'm confident, I am standing up straight. I feel good. in what I'm wearing, what I'm doing, talking in a meeting, like with, you know, my bosses, or even like just talking with my husband about something if I'm trying to win an argument.
You better be confident in that, girl.
You know, or even just being a parent and feeling confident in that, like that makes so much of a difference in your day to day that you do. So I just, that's so important, right? Like, what, I mean, we talk about confidence, and this is what our podcast is, you know, living on, is confidence. But what can it actually do for you? Because that's when you're going to notice it. We can give you all the words and all the positive sayings and all the experiences, but I'm sure you're wanting to know, like, what can confidence do for me?
Yeah, like, for example, for me, because I practiced this podcast, for example, right? I practiced it for so long. We recorded, you know, so many topics and things in the past that I'm still, even though we had the hiatus period, I was still confident in this calling for my life, right? So if I was asked to speak on it, or, you know, anybody questioning like, oh, why haven't y'all recorded or this or that, you know, or would you do it on your own? Things like that. I've always been pretty confident in that this is my passion and I could do this and I could speak to it very easily, if you will. So once you gain that confidence, things do become easier for you to accomplish them in some cases. Like, even if you're lacking confidence to go on a, you know, hike or something, you know, eventually you're confident in your ability to do that, so you can do that, like, no problem, right? Recently I was invited to speak on a panel for a work group about this podcast in particular, and because, like I mentioned, I'd practiced it so much, I was able to do that, even though I hadn't done it in a while. But it was like riding a bike for me. It was like getting back on there, and I could do it. Like, I, because we practice so much, because we do. We research, we make sure we know what we want to bring to y'all and stuff. So it's the same thing. Like, if you're trying to learn something about yourself, like getting into those self-help books and things like that, really do, at least for me, really do feed into my soul and my spirit and my mind, and all of that helps me grow and become more confident in myself.
Yes, and I mean, I don't want y'all to think that we were just like born with confidence and, you know, we practice it a few times and, you know, now we're 100% confident. Like, that's not the case. Like, I'm still growing in my confidence. Like, I'm still learning how to be confident in different areas in my life. So it's a continuation of growth in this area. And it is practice, like we talked about. It's practicing it. And you may not get it the first time. You may not get it the second time. You may not get it the 20th time. But if you're devoted to practicing it because it's something you want, or like Christina said, passionate about, you know, you want to build these skills, you want to build this reassurance in yourself and learn about your abilities and your qualities and really push forth with knowing these things about you and being confident in it, it takes some work. You know, it takes that little bit of fear to push through and get you to that next point. And like I said, I'm not perfect. There are still areas in my life that I am not confident in. And so I want to talk about that. Like, what is the one area that I do not find confidence in? And I'm only going to touch a little bit on this today because I want to go further into it in another episode. But for me, coming back to the podcast, I was not confident in, like, even as I sit here now, like, I still feel a real lack of confidence in this just because I don't know what I can offer now. But I'm here, I'm showing up, I showed up. I think that's like the one thing that I've said before is like, just show up,
right?
Just show up and see what that looks like. And I'm going to talk more about what I'm wanting to gain confidence in and with this podcast. So I'll talk about it later in an episode because there's a lot that I want to dive into with that.
I love how we always keep y'all on the edge, guys. You know, like, we're not going to give you all of it all at once, because then what are we going to talk about next week? I'm just kidding. But yeah, and that's one thing that I hoped to do my best in encouraging Stephanie. And she's like, well, I don't know. And I said, okay, then we're just going to take it one day at a time, right? And that's one thing that it is. And finding that confidence in yourself, like Stephanie said, we weren't born with it. Even though I feel fully confident in that I know how to speak on a podcast, that doesn't mean that I'm like 100% confident either. But the things that I've been doing for years, okay, I've been in my role at work or this type of role with different companies for almost 20 years, if not already 20 years. But sometimes I still lack confidence in my skills because everything's always evolving, right? You know, and I'm in my late 40s. I'm not a young chick, you know, anymore. And some people come up with like a stronger skill set than I do. So sometimes that affects my confidence, right? Like where I feel like, I don't know if I can do this. But Stephanie, you know, just in a conversation said, yeah, but maybe you could do it, you know, in a different way. So that actually helped boost my confidence in myself, you know, because it kept me thinking like, oh, you're right. You know, I do have the skills. Just because it doesn't look like that person or it doesn't fit, you know, this certain situation, it could still work for me. So yeah, there's areas where I need to grow confidence in. And that's one thing. That's why, you know, something I always say, like, there's always an opportunity to learn, you know, there's keep your mind, you know, stimulated, guys. But that's an area myself personally that I'd like to grow confidence in, is definitely like in understanding my own attributes. So sometimes, oh, well, it kind of leads into our next point, is that like, who do you see as confident? So it's not necessarily the person I'm thinking about right now, but in work wise, because I said I'm lacking confidence there sometimes, is that there are people who have been there longer than I have. So I always look at them and try to, you know, mimic their processes or how they do stuff, or just ask them, you know, like, how did you do that? You know, and it's the same thing with learning to be confident. Like if we see somebody, for example, my person, when we talked about the points that we wanted to come up with, the person that I see as confident is somebody that I consider a friend. I mean, I'm one in a million to her probably, but is a recent author through this last couple of years that I've familiarized myself with. And her story is, her name is Gabrielle Stone, and she's an actress, but she's also an author. And I feel like she's getting even more known for the self-help that she's done, like the books that she basically wrote a book on her own heartbreak and betrayals in her life. And it in turn helped all these people. So it's hard to believe that she was the person that was hurting and so weak, because she's so confident now in everything that she puts out there. I'm like, I want to do that. I want to look just like her one day and grow from all of the hurt and pain that I've been through and look just like that.
I think that's good though, that, you know, you've been able to like pinpoint somebody who's helped you during this season of life. And that's important for us to do when dealing with confidence, because you have to have something that you're trying to strive for, or somebody you're trying to strive to be somewhat like, right? Right. Because obviously when you look at somebody who is like your role model, or you see positive qualities within them, you obviously feel like there's a lack of that within yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact that you can recognize that, or if anybody can recognize that in somebody else, like that just shows like, I want to make these changes for myself. Like that's already a positive point and a positive stride towards confidence, because you're want to do these things like these other people are, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's good. I think it's important to have somebody you see, whether it's, you know, somebody you know, somebody you don't know. And I mean, obviously you're going to get one point of view from people that you don't know, right? Like on social media and things like that. But I think it's still important because in some way they are making a change in your life, right? And so for me, the person that I'm thinking of, I've actually known her quite a while. I met her through a mutual friend years back, and she's creating this space online that's really positive, and positive for women, positive for Latinas, like positive for even like the south side part of town in San Antonio. Like, and her name is Natasha Gonzalez. So she is one of the reporters for La Prensa. And like I said, I've known her through a mutual friend a while back. And so she's done amazing things on social media. And she just posted something. It was a picture of her holding a snake. And the representation is of like Eve, right? Mm-hmm. And how...
I just saw that one.
Yeah. So she talks about just how women get this certain perception from individuals and that it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And so like she's been portraying in so many ways so much confidence that I just want to strive towards that. Like I want to reach that level that she's at because she's doing confident things. She's, you know, talking the words and walking the walk. And so it's people like that that I like to surround myself with, or that I like to follow on social media, because knowing when I see her name and see her post, it's gonna bring me confidence in some way.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about when you said the picture of her with the snake, because I just seen it. And she is doing so much to help women find their voice. I only interacted with her like once because I won a contest like she posted, but I love following her, and I've seen some people grow relationships with her through social media and their collaborations, and I'm so here for it and I'm so ready for it. Like one thing that I miss with us not doing the podcast is collaborating with those people that really bring out this like feeling of like hope, if you will, right? Because there's so many dark things going on sometimes, but that's for me, when I accomplish something that makes me feel confident and builds my confidence, I am like beaming, and it's like you can't even like mess up my day. Like, you know, once I accomplish like the confidence that I needed the other day, like I spoke about it at the discussion panel, after I did that, I was on a whole other level. Like this confidence creator needed that boost of confidence. You know what I mean? Like, so that feeling that day would not go away. So, you know, really just want to continue to encourage you to find the things that you're good at and practice them. And hopefully, like, if we can help you like discover that or help you bring it out more for yourself, you know, because first and foremost, it's for yourself, right? And then if it's something that you can share with your community, whatever that may look like, you know, whatever your circle looks like, and then you never know how you can impact somebody else around you.
Yes. I think it's an incredible thing to be surrounded by a community that, one, supports you, two, believes in you, mm-hmm. and three, that's going to impact you in a special way, right?
Yeah.
Bring out the best in you. Yes. And we talk about social media a lot because you know, we're present on social media. Podcasting is a platform, you know, sort of say social media, right? Important when you're on these platforms to be impacted by positive things, because if you're not, it's going to bring out a side of you that you probably don't want a piece of, or it's going to make you feel a certain way in a negative sense, right? So we tend to advocate for deleting people who aren't bringing you that. And so these individuals that portray confidence is so important to us. Yeah. I know I hope that I portray confidence to somebody on the podcast that listens and through my social media platforms and things like that. So that's a hope for me, you know, and mm-hmm. that's important for me to not only try to live up to that, but also to surround myself with it.
Yeah, definitely. And we love to highlight those people that do that for us. So you'll hear us dropping, you know, names or different handles on Instagram or TikTok or what have you, because like Stephanie said, that's our presence. And I think that's how we built our audience, number one. And I think that's probably how we got inspired to even start a podcast. I know it was for me. So we will definitely, you know, be highlighting people. So expect some name drops, and we hope that you will look them up with us and see like who it is that inspires us and impacts us, because, you know, we're not here like out of thin air, like this is what we came up with. No, we were inspired by the people that we follow. We are constantly being encouraged by them, and we just love to see confident people around us. So with that, I believe we are wrapping up this second episode of our comeback season. I'm not going to get tired of saying comeback season, because I feel so good about this, guys. I know we're only two episodes in, but stay tuned. We have so much more to tell y'all, so much more to offer.
Yes, it's definitely going to be a good season. I mean, we are going to show up for y'all, and through the struggles, through the happiness, and through the confidence, we're going to be here, because this is a passion of ours. I think if it wasn't, we would have completely called it quits and never come back on here, and you would have never heard our voices through our podcast. But we showed up, and we're going to do this, and it brings us so much joy. That's why we continue to do it.
Sure. So as always, you guys, we never want to leave an episode without reminding you to stay positive and keep smiling. Don't forget, the fun continues on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Search The Confidence Creators, and if you absolutely love this episode, leave us a review.